Phone Boy Speaks, episode 510, Cablevision Shares Your Home Internet.
Cablevision, who's also a cable provider in the New York area, well, they're doing something that I reported that Comcast was doing, which is rolling out cable modems to their customers that have a wireless access that is for cable company subscribers and not the person, it also has one that, that the customer can control, but, I'm still opposed to it, no matter whether it's Comcast or Cablevision or whoever. And I can explain why. So even if you buy a cable modem and I do, because I refuse to pay $7 a month to the cable company for something that I can buy for $60 and replace if it needs to. And, it just ends up saving me money to do that. So I have a cable modem and I have no control over that device. It's completely provisioned by the cable company. And so having these cable gateways that have Wi-Fi on them is actually, I have a problem with it, right? Because now aside from giving other people access to the pipe I pay for that has absolutely nothing to do with, they have no control over or no say over, right? I don't want to plug in my SSID and password into a device that's completely controlled by the cable company. I have no desire to do that. It's none of their business what my SSID is, although I'm sure they can drive around and find it if they really want to. And, certainly I don't want to put a password in there. It's none of their business what that is. They have no right to know that. And so I'm never, ever going to, agree to something like that. And it's just crazy. I mean, why would I do that? I'd rather have control over that myself. And honestly, the Wi-Fi stuff's evolving faster than the cable modems, I think. So, if it's built into your cable modem and now you've got more stuff that, you have to worry about. And getting that upgraded is probably going to be a lot harder than going down to going down to your local electronics store and buying an upgraded router or whatever. So I suppose I like having control over that stuff, and so therefore I don't do that. In fact, my gateway is something that's more secure than what anything that Comcast or any cable company would likely provide me, and I have complete control over it, and that's the way I want it. And maybe I'm not the average consumer, but I have issues with that. And so I would encourage you, to opt out of such schemes if you can. It's going to save you money in the long run. For those people that have the voice service with their cable company, you're even more screwed. When I checked it out with Comcast, first of all, I wasn't going to be saving that much money by using them for voice service, and also I would have, if I wanted to buy the cable modem that had the phone service on it, it was going to be $160, right? So in that case, you kind of do the math and go, well, it's going to take me 2 years to recover that, and I just, I was like, no, I don't want to do that. No. So I opted out of that too. And so so you gotta be careful, right? I don't like these devices, buying devices, or having devices plugged in that I have no control over. I mean, I kind of do it with a cable modem and I understand why that has to be, but, I'd rather keep the functionality on that box to the absolute minimum that's required and, let me control the security and Wi-Fi and all the other stuff. And, there you go. But, I guess there's benefit for other customers, but for me, right, it doesn't seem like a benefit. In fact, not that I expect a bunch of people to come and, even if I had one of those cable modems, and I don't expect a bunch of people to come park and use my Wi-Fi, it might be more convenient to give people access to my Wi-Fi, but I still don't really, I still want to have control over that myself rather than leaving that to the cable company, because who knows what concerns they're going to have, and I'd rather just be in control of it myself, but that's me, and you might have a different opinion.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.